end looms for the National Pensioners Convention. The National Pensioners Convention, NPC, founded by former Transport and General Workers Union, TNG, leader Jack Jones in 1979, seemed to be heading to dissolution as the pensioner went to press. The organization, which the TUC also helped establish to assist Jack Jones, voted to close amid a funding crisis at a meeting of its executive in January. A special general meeting of a broad range of delegates was due to be held in late February to make the final decision. The NPC executive voted by 49-12 in favor of dissolution as an unincorporated association. The organization will continue as a company limited by guarantee, which will be the custodian of the NPC's history and its remaining assets. It is understood that the NPC's small number of staff were made redundant at the end of January. The NPC has been supported and partially funded by a large number of trade unions and other organizations, including the CSPA. As its financial problems worsened, it sent a call for emergency funding to all its affiliates, but many felt that they couldn't support this as there wasn't a realistic chance of it continuing in the long term. Jack Jones, who was a seminal figure in the trade union movement, began the NPC following his retirement from the TNG in 1978, because he believed there was no unified voice for retired workers. The first NPC meeting, in 1979 in Central Hall, Westminster, was attended by about 2,500 retired and older people. It adopted a declaration of intent that said, "This convention declares that every pensioner has the right to choice, dignity, independence, and security as an integral and valued member of society." Since then, it has been a key national voice on all matters related to later life. It has organized rallies and protests and has made representations to the government and to MPs across all political parties. Tell your story. Show the real civil service. Too often, the civil service is misunderstood, from myths about gold-plated pensions to the idea that civil servants only work in Westminster. The reality is far more diverse. We want to challenge these misconceptions by showcasing the true breadth and depth of civil service careers, and we need your voice to do it. Share your career story and help paint a more accurate picture of what it really means to have been a civil servant. Tell your story using this link, www.kspear.co.uk/mycareer. Meet our new Deputy General Secretary. A warm welcome to you all. I am Jonathan Safir and I am delighted to be joining the CSPA as Deputy General Secretary. I arrive at the CSPA with a background in the public and third sectors, having worked for a local authority before moving to the National Pensioners Convention, NPC. At the NPC, I focused on several challenges facing CSPA members today, from pension adequacy and social care to digital exclusion, cost of living pressures and wider age sector inequality. Much of my career has involved policy, advocacy and organizational change, and I am eager to bring that experience to an organization with such a strong sense of purpose and a member-led focus. Outside work, I am a keen football fan and enjoy open water swimming, whatever the weather. Over the coming months, I look forward to meeting many of you, engaging with partner organizations and stakeholders and working closely with the team at head office to take forward the CSPA's work. CSPA Annual General Meeting 2026. Our next annual general meeting will be held on 7-8 October at the Chesford Grange Hotel, near Kenilworth, Warwickshire. Call for nominations and motions. At the end of April, CSPA groups and branches will be invited to submit policy motions for discussion at this year's AGM, as well as nominations to the Executive Council and Standing Orders Committee, in the usual ways. Members not part of an active group or branch can also submit nominations and motions under CSPA rules. If any CSPA member who is not part of a local group or branch is interested in finding out more, or in submitting a motion or nominating themselves or another member, with their agreement, of course, for election to any of the posts on our Executive Council, they should contact CSPA HQ for a nomination pack. The pack will also provide details of the posts being elected to, what is involved, and guidance on writing and submitting motions. Members can request a nomination pack by emailing inquiries at xbeer.co.uk or by telephoning us on 020 8688 8418. The deadline for receipt of all motions and nominations will be Friday, 3 July. Government rules out WASPI compensation. The long campaign by Women Against State Pension Inequality, WASPI, for compensation after the short notice of raising their retirement age suffered a major blow in January, when the government ruled out any payment. This is despite a recommendation in 2024 by the Parliamentary Ombudsman that they should receive some compensation. Work and Pensions Minister Pat McFadden told the House of Commons a flat rate compensation scheme would cost up to £10.3 billion and would simply not be right or fair given that it would be paid to the vast majority who were aware of the changes. He said that women could have been informed earlier, but also that early letters about pensions may have been ignored. WASPI, which argues that women born in the 1950s were not properly informed of the state pension age rise, condemned the rejection as utter contempt for the women. It will mount a legal challenge funded by donations. The campaign group, founded in 2015, has said about 3.6 million women are affected. Involve older people, Foreign Office urged. The CSPA has called on the government to ensure that older people are included in drafting a United Nations Convention on the Rights of Older Persons. In a letter to Foreign Office Parliamentary Undersecretary Chris Elmore, the CSPA and many other organizations said, "The convention will only succeed if older people, in all their diversity, are meaningfully involved in its drafting and implementation." It said, "Learning from their lived experiences is essential. Ageism and age discrimination are widespread and there is no international legally binding legislation to prohibit them." Read more at https://www.kespa.co.uk/news/unconvention.